We know you're really vocal on the field, but what do you like in the meeting rooms and behind closed doors? What do you like then?
I'm more laid back. You know, I'm more reserved, obviously. You know, but at the same time, if we're in the linebacker room, I try to talk as much as I can and just try to share the experience and try to share the knowledge and stuff that I've gone through to help some of the other guys and maybe see something on film that they don't see or whatnot. You know, I've played a good amount of football now, had a lot of reps and a lot of different experience. So if I can help, you know, 1-2 year guys and help them, you know, further their game, it's definitely something I'll speak out and help them with.
You weren't always like that. You weren't always one that was super studious. I remember asking you before, that's something that you sort of honed in as the years went by?
Yeah, well,
your preparation?
Yeah, you know, it kind of takes some time to really learn how to do it. And, you know, it takes some time, you know, kind of rookie year. Every rookie thinks they know everything, you know, no matter where you came from. Mm-hmm. They just think, you know, especially with me, I came in, I had a good rookie year. So I kind of thought, you know, like, you know, this is, I have this. But, you know, the longer it goes and the more you stay in the league and, you know, if you want to continue to get better, you kind of have to keep doing little things and, you know, that people aren't, you know, whether it's extra hours studying or extra workouts or whatnot. So, you know, you got to continue to better yourself, and that's just one of the things to do it.
One thing you're really good at, your pregame speeches.
Yeah.
You seem to be a pro at those. What are the elements of a really good pregame speech?
I think you seem
to have the personality for it.
Yeah, I think you have to have a personality, but I think you have to get a point across. Obviously, you know, it's got to be something that means something to everyone and kind of cover all grounds. You know, and never be too long. You know, guys want to kind of
keep
a quick speech.
Keep
it short, you know, but get the point across. And I think that's important. And obviously show some passion and intensity for it, too. You know, if you're just saying it, it doesn't mean the same. But, you know, if you have and someone could feel it, you know, coming from your heart, it means a lot more. So, you know, if you can say any little thing and get guys kind of fired up. You know, I remember in college listening to Coach Carroll, Ken Norton Jr., and I remember just them talking how fired it would get me, you know, so. If I can do that, same thing for the guys on this team, you know, that's something I'm happy to do.
Are those the most memorable speeches that you've heard in a huddle, the ones that you, from college?
I think so. You know, I also love listening to D'Amico, too, when he was here. You mm-hmm. know, he was a very inspirational person. He always spoke from the heart, and you can always tell it meant a lot to him. And you know, it's the guys that love the game, and if they can express that through their words, it obviously means a lot more.
You know, there's a lot of talk this week about DJ Swearinger and Peyton Manning and
yeah.
being verbal on the field.
Yeah.
And I remember you were mic'd up for a game last year against Seattle.
Yeah.
You're pretty vocal yourself.
I am. It's just a very competitive atmosphere. You know, and you kind of look back and sometimes can't even believe some of the stuff you said and where that came from. But, you know, it's a lot of emotion, a lot of passion going into a football game. You know, and it's kind of just very competitive, you know, where you're out there and you'll say anything or do anything for your team to win. So, you know, you kind of go to all extents and go all out. So, it brings definitely some strange words and moments out of you, but you know, it's,
Can you tell us what the strangest thing that you've ever said or done?
No, I mean, we'd have to go back and watch some stuff,
but like there's a lot,
there's just some weird stuff, you know, like I said, you go back, you watch and you can't believe you said it yourself. So,
okay, we'll just leave it at that.
Yeah.